If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. The Bible says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may be able, may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. As we look at this tonight, the Bible tells us just about as plain as it can be said that we have a high priest. But he says we don't have just any high priest. The Bible says that we have a great high priest in Christ Jesus the Lord. We have a great high priest tonight to make intercession for us. Ain't you glad tonight you don't have to go to some man? Ain't you glad tonight you don't have to go in a closet? Ain't you glad tonight that you can come boldly before the throne of grace and you can cry out to a great high priest? I'm talking about a priest tonight that's been the greatest priest that there ever was. He's greater than the Levites. He was greater than Aaron. He was greater than the sons of Aaron. He is our high priest. He's the one that God sent to be the perpetuation for men. He was the one that got sent to take away the sins of the world. He was that great high priest that God gave to us. Yes. And we can come to Him. Praise be to God tonight. You say, well, where's that high priest at? Where's he at when I need him? That same place he's been for over 2,000 years. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. Make intercession for me and you. Amen. We have a great high priest tonight in Christ Jesus. And all we have to do is utilize Him. All we got to do is cry out to Him. Amen. He said the Bible says that He passed into the heavens. He was here on this earth and He lived 33 and a half years. He grew up and He was a man just like me and you. He had all the physical afflictions. He went through all the trials and temptations. There's nothing that's taken us that Jesus didn't go through. He was agonized and He was tempted. But praise be to God, without sin. He was a perfect man, a spotless man, a lamb without spot or blemish or any such thing. He was a perfect high priest. Yes. Ain't you glad tonight you know Him? Amen. And He's sitting at the right hand, Jake, tonight for you. That high priest, amen, He's gone out of here. Amen. He was here for 33 and a half years. He walked among men. He taught what thus says the Father. He was a perfect man, a perfect type of a perfect man. He was perfect type of what we need to be. Amen. He was our example that we should follow. Praise God, what an example. If we could be examples of Christ, if we could walk with Him and we could talk with Him and we could be led of Him, oh, what examples we could be. About that, as we look at this revival coming up and we long for God to move, boy, what better thing to do than to set in our mind that we're going to be examples of the living God.
Amen.
You say, well, preacher, we can't do that. We're not the kind of person that Jesus was. I want to say tonight on authority of God, if you've been born again by the precious blood of Jesus, you've got the same qualities in you that Jesus had, because you've got Jesus in you. And you got the Holy Ghost in you that'll direct your path and help you to do right tonight if you just seek that in your heart and your mind. Amen. We have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens. I was thinking on that word passed. He passed not only into heavens, but He passed the test. Amen. When the devil tempted Him over there. And the devil tempted Him just like he did me and you. He tempted Him three times with temptations. He offered Him the things that we had, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the pride of the eye. He offered Him all the things that He would offer me and you. But he wouldn't take those temptations. He said, hey, listen, it's the Father that I'm following. He said, I'm following the God of glory. He's the one I got. He's the only hope that I have. He sent me to do a job, and I'm here to see that that job's complete. He said, I can't deviate from the plan. He said, "Oh devil, you take what you got and all your worldly goods and all your worldly possessions." And he said, "I'll just stay with the Father." Amen. He said, "I'm going to follow the Father on high. I'm going to let Him lead, guide me, and direct my path to that glorious place." He had a plan. Now that plan was set up before the foundation of the world. Before the foundation of the world. He had us on His mind. He was, glory to God, He was thinking about me and you when He began to create. Before He cast that first star off His fingertips. Before He said, "Let there be anything." He said, "I'm going to create man in likeness and image of myself." He prayed, "I'm going to breathe life into them and they will become a living human being." And He said, "I'm going to walk with them and I'm going to talk with them and I'm going to commune with them and I'm going to love them in so many ways that they'll have to like one of them."
Amen.
Amen. I'm talking about our great high priest that's sitting on the right hand of the Father on high. Praise God, He's sitting there tonight because He passed the test. When He come out of the temptation of the devil, and he come down there to Jordan, praise be God. Hey, before He even went into temptation, the Father in heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, and who I'm well pleased." He's passed the test.
Amen.
The spotless Son of God. Amen. His mom and daddy one time when he's a little boy, Brother Bill, they left him out there in Jerusalem.
Yep.
They packed up and loaded up the stuff and they was headed back to the house. I got down the road about a day's journey and they said, "Hey, listen, where's Jesus?" And Joseph, "Well, I thought He's with you, Mary." And she said, "Well, I thought He's with you, Joseph." She said, "Well, let's check with the kinfolk. He's got to be with somebody." And so they begin to, can you imagine? So they begin to go around, they begin to look for this little old boy. Amen. Kind of somebody about like Blake. Amen. About Blake's age. They said, "Hey, listen." He said, "Where's that?" And so they finally ended up, couldn't find him in the folk. So they turned around and they went back to Jerusalem. And they hunted for him for another day. And so they finally found him down at the synagogue. He was talking and asking questions of the scholars and those that knew the law. And he said, "Hey, listen." And his mother came to him. She said, "Why have you done this to me? Me and your father have sought thee sorrowing." Jesus looked up at her with them big old godly loving eyes.
Yeah.
He said, "How have you sought me?" He said, "Don't you know I must be about my Father's business?" He said, "Mama, don't you know I got to be about the Father's business? And you're to know the first place to look would be down at the house of God taking care of business."
Yeah.
Amen. Glory be to God.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a great high priest. He's not there by accident. He's there because He passed the test. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. He's sitting there at the right hand of the Father on high because He deserves to be there today.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Oh, hey, I'm about beside myself. You say, "What's the matter, you preacher?" I know where He's at.
Yeah.
I know who He is. And I know why He's there.
Yeah.
Amen. Not there by accident. He's there because of us. Because of you, and because of you, because of you, and because of you, because of you, Brother Chris, because of you, Miss Angie. He's there for because of each one of us. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father on high.
Amen.
Because He passed the test. He deserves to be there. The Father said, "We're going to have an advocate." He said, "The old devil's a raging. See, he's a raging lion going about this world seeking whom he devour." Just snapping them. I told you this morning, he's just snapping up, especially our young people. He's just snapping them up. Just devouring them and eating them up. Getting them and devouring them and eating them up. Chomping them up. I mean, chewing them up. Spitting them out. Leaving them destroyed and distraught. But the Lord Jesus Christ there to make intercession. He said, "If you'll come unto me." He said, "Youngins," He said, "hey, listen, you don't need the world. You don't need the filth. You don't need the grind. You don't need the temptation. Just come to me and trust me." He said, "I've got all that you need. I'll deliver you saved. I've got passage through this land into the promised land."
Amen.
So I've got all that you need. Amen. I've got all that you need. You don't need nothing else. He's just coming to me and said, "I'm a great high priest." And what did he have? He had the blood. He had that blood that was shed. I believe Hebrews chapter 10 said they was the blood of bulls and the goats and the blood of all these other things that was sacrificed, offered up year after year, but they couldn't satisfy. They couldn't satisfy that needed to be offered up. But let me just read that to you. I don't want to mess that up. Hey, some good reading right there. Hebrews chapter 10. It says, for if the blood of chapter 9, verse 13. He said, for if the blood of bulls and of goats and of the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God. Amen. Purge your conscience from dead works to serve a living God. He said the blood of bulls and of goats and the sprinkling of heifer for sanctifying. I couldn't even clean the flesh. But praise be to God, the blood of Jesus Christ, it'll cleanse the soul. It'll cleanse the conscience. It'll give you hope. And it'll give you insurance. And it'll give you assurance. Amen. I'd rather have that than anything I know. Amen. I'd rather know that I'm a child of the King. Amen. Amen. That I have a great high priest. Amen. I have one that's sitting there on my behalf. You've got one there tonight that's sitting there on your behalf. Yeah. Amen. He's there for you. Brittany, the other night when you cried out to him, you know what he done? He leaned an ear and he was listening. Amen. He said, yeah, okay, that's what I've been waiting on. I've been wanting to hear from you. I knew you'd come back. Amen. I knew you. Hey, I knew you loved me. I knew you couldn't get away from that I've got for you. Amen. God said, I've got for you. I've got something for you. Oh, I said, it's so wonderful. Hallelujah. And I tell you, he said, I love you in so many ways. You got to like one of them. Yeah. Amen. Jesus said, if you'll just choose me, I'll love you in so many ways. I'll be your great high priest. I'll teach you so good that you'll have to like one of the ways. Yeah. Amen. And boy, I tell you what, I got to where I like all of his ways. Yeah. Oh, his ways are probably finding out, but boy, I'm interested in hunting them down. Amen. I'm interested in knowing all the ways of God because it just gets better farther on. Amen. Well, I tell you, I see these young people start getting on fire for God. I see the power of God start moving in them. I see mamas and daddies begin to praise God. I see mamas and daddies begin to move. Boy, I tell you, there ain't nothing like that. Amen. You say, how did Jesus do that? How come he ascended, he passed the test, he sent it to right hand, make intercession for me and you. Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 6, he says this. He said, but now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry. Hebrews 8 and 6, but now he hath obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant. Amen. Which was established upon better promises. Amen. He said the law was there to tell you, it was your schoolmaster to tell you that you was just no wicked sinner. And amen, there wasn't hardly nothing you could do about it. You was going to fall, you was going to come short, you was going to mess up. That's what the law told you. But it didn't give you the cure. It just told you how sick you was. But it never gave you the cure. But Jesus came along. Jesus came along one glorious day, a little over 2,000 years ago, and he said, hey, he said, I come to doctor you up. He said, those that are not sick don't need a physician. But he said, those that are sick, those that sin sick, those are called in themselves and in the flesh. He said, I've got the cure for you. Amen. Amen. He said, I'm the physician that you need. It's kind of like that woman with the issue. She'd spent all of her living on these physicians, and yet she was none the better. And one glorious day she heard about Jesus. You remember the story? She heard about Jesus, and she thought within herself, the Spirit of God thought in her. And he said, if you can just get, I like, glory be to God, I like it when the Holy Spirit of God moves. Yeah. He said, if you can just get to Jesus. She said, if I could just get to Jesus, I believe he could help me. Hallelujah. And so she come up, and could you imagine that day? I mean, he's thronged by this multitude of people. I mean, nobody can even get around him. Ain't it amazing how during that time everybody wanted to be with Jesus? Boy, I would to God it was like that again.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm starting to feel it around here.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I'm starting to feel folks wanting to be around Jesus. Yeah. Glory, glory to God, Kevin. I'm glad I'm feeling people wanting to be around Jesus in the presence of the Lord. He said, preacher, can we get there? We go. We're there right now, youngins.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm hooked up. Amen. Glory be to God. And that dear old woman, as she come there and she seen the throng, the crowd there, and she said, oh goodness, I'll never get through this. There's no use. I'm too weak, too frail to ever make it through the masses. He's way up there and I'm way back here. Oh, goodness, what'll I... another hopeless situation. And the Holy Spirit says, if you can only get to Jesus. If you can only get to Jesus. She said, well, maybe I can get through the crowd. Amen. I believe she got to weaseling and a squeezling up through there.
Amen.
Working her way through the crowd.
Yes,
looking for open spots. Got up there and looked ahead, and there he was. All of a sudden, could you imagine? Could you imagine all of a sudden right there is Jesus right in front of her? I mean, he's right there. And she said, and the Holy Ghost said, if you can only touch Jesus. If you can only touch Jesus. And she, can you imagine her little trembling hand? Glory to God. And she says, if I can only. We've seen that around here a pretty good bit. Oh, glory! Well, glory!
Yes, hallelujah!
I said, if I could only touch Jesus. And with that trembling hand and that little bit of faith that she had. I said, if you can just touch Jesus. She reached out with that hand. And boy, she touched glory be to God, to Him. Jake said she touched the hem of his garment. And she said, all of a sudden, that issue of blood that she had had for all these years, it stanched. It quit. She said, wait a minute. I ain't never felt like this. He said, who touched me? And can you imagine? He looked around. He said, who touched me? And the disciples said, Lord, this crowd, and you say, who touched you? He said, somebody touched me. Because I perceive that, glory to God. He said, I perceive that virtue has left me. Amen. He said, I believe somebody through faith has reached out and touched me. I can feel it. I want to say tonight, youngins, whenever we reach out and touch God, amen. He feels our touch. Glory be to God. When we reach out and touch, hey, don't you think He don't know? How you know? Because I'll tell you. I'll show you. Glory be to God. Let me show you. He said, back in chapter 4, verse 15, he said, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He said, when you're weak, when you don't have the strength, when you give up on self and self has let you down, he said, glory be to God. He said, he knows your infirmities. He knows your glory to God. It's all you got to do. Thank you, Judah. When you just reach down and you get a hold of God, praise be to God. He knows your weakness. He knows your heart. He knows where you need help, and he just reaches out with them great big loving God, arms of a great big God, puts them around you, draws them unto yourself, and just blesses your own purpose. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
God's sitting up there in the third heavens, our Lord Jesus Christ. As Miss Angie said, those. Only thing that's there, built by man, only thing, sir, that took place by man is the holes in his hands and his feet and his side. That's the only thing that's made in heaven. That's the only thing that's man made in heaven. But he's sitting there with those holes, still those holes in his hands and his side and his feet. That's a reminder, amen, of what he went through for me and you. Amen. He wouldn't take nothing for that. Amen. Because he can look at the Father and the Father looks on him. He said, that's my son. That's my boy. I'm proud of him. Amen. He paid the price. It's finished. Glory be to God. See that little woman of that little woman with the issue. She said the Lord looked around on her. You know, she couldn't, I mean, she'd been healed. She couldn't help herself to say, I know what happened to me. Said there was something inside me said, if you can just get to Jesus. If you can just get to Jesus. She said, I started making my way to Jesus. She said, I had an infirmity. She said, I had a weakness. I had a lack of strength within myself. All the doctors around, everybody tried to fix me and couldn't do nothing. I spent all I had trying to get the better. She said, I wasn't none the better. But said, that still small boy said, if you'll just get to Jesus. I want to say on the authority to God, our great high priest sitting at the right hand of the Father on high. He said, if you'll just come to me, if you'll just reach out and you touch me. He said, I'll heal the feelings of your infirmities. He said, I'll give you that strength. I'll help you overcome. I will acknowledge who you are, what I can do for you. He said, I know what you need. And that woman said, I felt that tug from another world. And she said, I got up there and the Lord, she said, I seen the crowd. And said, I thought, well, it said, if you'll just get to Jesus. Yeah. And she said, Lord, I weaseled my way through the crowd. And I got to where I touched you. And I said, well, he's way up there. And I couldn't. And maybe she got down on her knees. You know, that's the best way to get a hold of the Lord's on your knees. Got down on her knees and she began to crawl through that crowd. She said, Lord, all I could see was the hem of your garment. And something kept saying, if you can just touch Jesus. And she said, Lord, I got to the point I could reach out. And I touched the hem of your garment. Lord, it was me. It was me. It was my infirmity. It was me, Lord, that you felt. I was so unclean. I was so impure. I was so sinful and ungodly. But Lord, when I touched you, he said, oh, I said, bless your heart. He said, you've been made well. Amen. She said, you've been made well. He said, just go and sin no more. Amen. Amen. He says, go and live for me. Go and tell, glory be to God. He said, go and tell everybody you see. Don't you know she had a story to tell? Don't you know that what a blessing that was? Don't you know that she had something to manifest to those around her? But he says this to us. Because he said, but what was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. But now listen to what he says. He said, let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now look what the Lord's saying here. He said that we'd come boldly before the throne of grace, not cowardly. We don't have to come to somebody else. We don't have to come through nobody. We come ourselves and come with boldness because we know that Jesus is sitting there wanting to hear from us. He is our great high priest. He's there. Listen, newsflash. He's there for us. He's there for us to utilize. He's there for us to give us help. That's why he's there. Amen? And he said to come boldly before the throne of grace. Now listen to what else he says right here. Because this is very important. That we may obtain mercy. When we realize that we need help and we come to him. Realizing that we need that help. He said then mercy's available. When justice should prevail. Mercy is what he dishes out. Amen. Ain't you glad for that? Praise the Lord. But he said, and find grace to help in time of need. Now this time he's talking about is a season. You know, we have seasons in our lives. Amen? We have seasons in our life. Some seasons are nice and shiny and sunshiny and bright. And some seasons is like we have, and some seasons are kind of cloudy and dreary, maybe a little rainy. Amen? And sometimes in these seasons, we need some help. But he said, hey, listen, the mercy is there and the grace is there and the time of need. He said, whatever season it may be, When we cry out to the Lord, when we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, He's there at every season. See, the amazing thing about God is that this side may be in a dark season, in a rainy season, but this side may be in a sunshine time, a praising and worshiping, glorifying God time. Amen? Things may not be so pretty over here, but praise be to God, He's the God of both seasons. Amen. And the amazing thing about Him, He's the God of both seasons all the time. Amen? You say, well, preacher, I don't understand that. If this side's dark and gloomy, and this side's bright and shiny, amen, He said, how can He be the God of the gloomy side? Because He said He's the God of grace and mercy and help in the time of need, in the time of whatever season you're in when you have a need. Amen? So if we have a need tonight, if you have a need tonight, your high priest is sitting there at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for you. And all you got to do is go to Him boldly and say, Lord, here I am. Or do like me. Lord, here I am again. And I need help. I need help, Lord. I've got an issue. And I don't need a tissue. I need some help. Amen. I'm past the tissues with my issues. And I need some help. You'd satisfy my soul. You'd help me. You'd give me that peace, that joy, and that comfort that I need in this season that I'm in. But God's got that because He knows the feeling of our infirmities. He knows when we're weak. He knows when we're slack. He knows the weakness within us. And He says, okay, I got you covered. And you know what He does? Just like He did here last Sunday night, amen, praise God, He just moves in. He puts His arms around one or two, draws them unto Himself, and He says, you know, I love you. I love you. I love you. And you know what happens? Glory be to God, then all of us, we get hooked in on that. Praise God. We can't help it. We're of one mind and one accord. And praise God, when God gets to helping one of His little youngins, we all get help. Amen. That's what's so special about this. That's what makes this place unique. Because when one person starts getting help, one starts getting the joy of God back in their heart, praise God, it brings joy to all of us.
Amen.
That's the way it's supposed to be. Amen. And we share that together. And then you get the can't help it, and it comes out of you. And it just runs out all over the place. And you get over and they come out of that wading water and you get in them big swimming pools. Amen. In glory of God. The Spirit of God gets so real. Amen. It starts running out your eyes. You just can't help it. Amen. God is so good to us. And He's got so much help. Why? Because He's our great high priest. He's sitting right hand of the Father on high to make intercession for me and you. And He does it not because He has to, but that He done everything He done for us for the glory that was set before Him. Amen. Did you know that we're partakers of His glory? When we accept Him and live for the Lord Jesus Christ, that we become partakers in His glory. Amen. He looks at us. He accepts us in. Brother Kevin, he said he just smiles at the Father. I mean joy all over Him. And He said, that's one of ours. Amen. And the Father says, I know it. Ain't that special? You say, well, preacher, you mean I'm special? You're special.
Amen.
Each and every one of us is special in the eyes of God. Amen. And each and every one of you have a special place. Every one of you is needed. Everybody in this church is a, amen, we're not all the thumb, and we're not all the pinky, and we're not all the big toe, and we're not all the little toe, but we're all important because we're part of the body of Christ. Amen. Ain't that something? God made it that way. That's the way He set it up. Why? Because He's a great high priest. And He's passed into the heavens. And He is Jesus, the Son of God. That's who He is. And that's what He does. Ain't you glad for that tonight? Ain't you glad you know Him in a free pardon of sin? But He said it goes way beyond that. He said, if you love Him and you seek Him, you come boldly before that throne of grace, that He's got help for you in that season, whatever it might be. Depending on what, it don't matter what season you're in, youngins. It don't matter if you're in a good season, a bad season, a smiling season, or a frowning season. God's still a God of all seasons. And if you need Him, all you got to do is come boldly before the throne of grace. Amen? And I want to say that you can get a hold of Him. He's open 24/7. Amen? He never closes. He's even open Christmas Day. Amen? He's always open. And you can call on Him, and I guarantee you, the line's never busy. He'll never put you on hold. Amen? When you go to Him with a broken and a contrite heart. Amen. He'll say, hey, listen, I hear what you're saying. I know where you're at. I've got the cure. Hold on just a minute. It's on its way. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God begin, all of a sudden the tears will begin to flow. The heart will begin to feel better. The Lord will begin to do that in you that He does best. Because He is a great high priest. He is a great physician. Amen. He has the cure for whatever it might be that ails you. You know, Sister Edwards she was really concerned, and we was all really concerned a while back. And she said, I'm just going to put my trust in the Lord. You know, I'm going to go through a procedure. We anointed her, trusting God that He would take care of her, that His will would be done in her life. Not that we had the power to heal, but that we had the faith to believe that God could. We've done that quite often, and we've seen God work. Does God always heal? Does God always... No, God doesn't always... He doesn't always choose to do that. But boy, we've had a pretty good record here. Amen? We've had a pretty good record. The Lord's touched in a lot of lives, a lot of situations. And boy, I hope we don't take those for granted. I hope we just use those as in samples to ourselves to just say just how good God is and how much He wants to do for us. Because He is our great high priest.